Until last week, Turkish officials said they were reluctant to join the fight against ISIS out of concern over the fate of 46 Turkish hostages held by the militant group for more than 3 months. But the hostages have been released, and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan appears to be changing his tune. We turn now to Dalia Mortada in Istanbul. Dalia, thanks as always for joining us. So when Erdogan says Turkey cannot stay out of the fight with ISIS, what does he actually mean?
He hasn't actually clarified what he means, but he has said this. He said that an airstrike campaign is not enough to fight against ISIS and other terror organizations, that there needs to be a ground operation. And who knows what that actually means until Thursday when there is a vote in parliament. But this is very, very different than what they were saying, what the officials were saying, you know, a week ago when Turkey was much more reluctant to join the coalition in almost any way.
You know, some analysts have said this, that it kind of seems that Erdogan is behaving like our own U.S. presidents in recent history. Rather than working from a clearly defined foreign policy, he's kind of winging it based on events. What is the perception in Turkey right now?
Actually, a majority-ish support, about half of the population, does support Turkey getting involved in this fight against ISIS. And it's probably because ISIS is so close and there is recruitment happening from poor neighborhoods in cities in Turkey. And people are actually seeing the results of this now. But it is true that Erdogan is forming his foreign policy based on what is happening as opposed to actually having a solid policy that he sticks to.
Well, one of the problems, from what I gather, is that there are actually mixed feelings about ISIS in Turkey. And there was some fighting at a university in Istanbul this weekend, which I think illustrates some of the imbalance of opinion on ISIS. Let's just hear that audio. So, Dalia Mortada in Istanbul, tell us what was going on in that audio we just heard from that fighting at the University of Istanbul. And just how mixed is opinion in Turkey on ISIS?
Well, according to statistics, according to a poll that was actually released today, it showed that just 1.3% of Turks sympathize with ISIS. But then there's the importance of realizing that there is recruitment happening within Turkey. And then there's this fight that you talked about at Istanbul University, which happened on Friday. There was a group of students that had a stand that was rallying against ISIS. They were passing out flyers. They were talking about how they need to fight against this force. And a group of ISIS sympathizers, or alleged ISIS sympathizers, showed up in masks. So their faces were covered in black masks, and they tore apart the stand. They threw it to the tables across the hallway. They threw items at the students that were running the stand. And then eventually they started chanting religious chants.
Is Erdogan increasingly kind of presenting himself to be the power broker in this mission to dismantle ISIS?
It does seem to be that he and Prime Minister Davutoglu are definitely positioning Turkey to be that figure. And it is an opportunity for Turkey to be that figure, to be central.
So who knows what we'll hear on Thursday, but it seems from news headlines that Turkey is leaning toward the coalition. Is that the read you're getting on the ground?
That's definitely the read that I'm getting from what leaders are saying. And there's popular support. There were two polls that came out today. One was about ISIS and one was about joining the coalition against ISIS. And that's, 52% of the population, which is pretty popular.
Dalia Mortada in Istanbul, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Marco.